Well, let's talk to Toby Hunter, in charge of Margate Town's regeneration company. Toby, good morning.
Morning, John. How are you?
I'm very well. How is it that everything surrounding Dreamland seems to take forever?
Well, I don't think it's taking forever, but I entirely accept the point that it seems that progress is slow. Times are difficult, obviously, economically. But to be honest, that's not holding us up. The key is that like any jigsaw, there's a series of pieces that need to go down in the right order. We have cleared the site, as Graham rightly put it, and in fact we've gone further than that. We've cleared the a whole new bit of the site that we hadn't cleared before, and of course that has revealed part of the old zoo structure, which is quite interesting and potentially quite important. And
so when will actually somebody be on that structure hammering new bits of wood in place?
As you know, it's part of the overall master plan to have a national English seaside heritage amusement park. The roller coaster is the star attraction of that, but it will not be for many, many months before we have planning, hopefully within the sort of next 8 to 9.
Why do you need planning to restore it, though? Because it's going to be the same as it was, isn't it?
It is going to be the same as it was, as you put it. But it is part of an overall scheme, and that scheme requires a massive capital injection. We've been fantastically successful working with Derek Harding of Margate Renewal, and he has won a sea change grant, which is essentially the first step to a major public funding, which will also provide a big uplift to the cinema as well as the heritage park.
So this is for basically a seaside heritage park where you're going to hopefully get lots of sort of old type rides on that site. That's the plan, isn't it?
Yes, but I mean, as you know from previous broadcasts, we've actually acquired over £150,000 worth of rides. We recently acquired a whip from Blackpool. So we have been building the collection of antique rides or heritage rides. And we've pretty much now got the collection that we need.
Will it happen, though? I mean, you know, I know you've got the stuff and the scenic railway will be rebuilt, apparently, but I don't know, I just get the impression that I'm not convinced it's going to happen. Are you convinced?
I'm absolutely convinced, but I mean, I can't sort of exactly tell you the plans of the last sort of 6 months that have come about, but, you know, since it's absolute sad burning, there's been a complete renewed vigour both within the leader of the council, chief executive of the council, and these guys are really determined for the local community to get Margate back on the map and back on functioning track. And, you know, it will happen. In a way, the poor economic times are really quite a good catalyst because it just galvanises everyone into action.
Mm. Now, that's not the whole of the site, though, is it? Because it gets confusing here, doesn't it? The heritage park you're going to put there will not take up all the site, as I understand it.
No, there's a mixture of things. There's going to be some retail, some leisure, and of course some residential with some pepper potted shops throughout, and the cinema, which will be completely restored, but will become a live music venue.
Mm. And are we looking for the whole scheme, I don't know, 5 years down the road?
Yes, 5 years would probably be... I mean, within the next year, we'll have planning. If we can then start on site, I would think you'll see builders on site within two. And then it, you know, it'll then come pretty quickly after
but
that.
But you're saying, as far as the scenic railway is concerned, no work will be done on that until the planning for the whole site is approved?
Once we are close to planning or have planning, it is entirely probable that the scenic will get restored as the first project.
Okay. Toby, thank you very much indeed. Toby Hunter from the Margate Town Regeneration Company, talking about the future for Dreamland.